You make my life so beautiful. Welcome to the Voice of Creation radio broadcast on Spirit 88.3 FM. It is the ministry of Reverend Fred Tetter, Senior Pastor of the Finger of God Ministry. This message will change your life positively to the glory of God. And now, today's message.
Hallelujah to Jesus.
Amen.
Glory to God. That's our hope. That our King is coming. That's our hope. That
is
coming to take us unto himself.
So
that's our confidence. Hey!
Hey!
You who are hearing me and the sound of my voice. You have set a hope. Come to Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No man can get to the Father except by Jesus Christ. No woman can get to the Father except by Jesus Christ. No prophet can get to Jesus can get to the Father except by Jesus. No apostle can get to the Father except by Jesus. No pope can get to the Father except by Jesus Christ. No bishop can get to the Father
bishop
except by Jesus Christ. No archbishop can get to the Father
bishop
except by Jesus Christ. No government can get to God except by Jesus Christ. No president can get to the Father except by Jesus Christ. No king can get to the Father except by Jesus Christ. No man is no man. No man is no man. No lecturer can get to God except by Jesus Christ. No professor can get to God except by Jesus Christ. I am the way. I am the truth. And I am the life. Sayeth the Lord Jesus Christ. You better repent. And stop deceiving yourself with the church attendances. Because your name is in the church roster.
Hey!
Your church can be in the church roster. But might not be in the heavenly roster. Strive that your name will get to the heavenly roster.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Don't stop deceiving yourself. No church can make you heaven. Except Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
No church can make you heaven. Give your life to Jesus. Repent and come to yourself. And pick your cross. And begin to follow the steps of Christ. In these last days, we have a lot of people in the houses of God, but they have not come in contact with Jesus. Stop deceiving yourself. I remember we are dealing with rainmakers. My Lord Jesus, give us more rain.
Until
we are filled,
oh,
and we are soaked with the latter rain. Back to 1 Kings chapter 18. Verse number 1. 1 Kings chapter 18. Verse number 1. Hallelujah to Jesus.
Amen.
And it came to pass after many days that the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, saying, go show thyself unto Ahab, and I will cause, and I will send rain upon the earth.
Hallelujah. I am from Medikain, Eti du enwoche, Ntichemu bakon, Eradi nyankupon nasimni. I say, Nanapi echilino, Afia tosumi ensemuno, Eradi nsamba elian chense, Fahunkwa chile Ahab, Memo usua to asaseso, Eradi asimni.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look at verse 15. You see, God have hide or hidden Elijah. And Ahab was looking for Elijah all over. And could not discover Elijah. Because God have hide him.
If you say no,
hallelujah.
Amen.
So 15 or 14. And now thou sayest, go tell thy Lord. Elijah have showed himself to Obadiah. And Elijah is telling Obadiah to go and tell the king, Ahab, that he's found, or he's founded, or he's here. And Obadiah is reporting, hey, if I should go, and then by the time we come, the Spirit of God will rapture you somewhere, and my head will be out of a stick. Verse 14, and now thou sayest, go tell thy Lord, behold, Elijah is here, and he shall slay me. And Elisha said, as the Lord of hosts liveth, before whom I stand, I will surely show myself unto him today. So Obadiah went to meet Ahab and told him, and Ahab went to meet Elijah. Verse 17 and 18. And it came to pass, when Ahab saw Elijah, that Ahab said unto him, art thou he that troubleth Israel? And he answered, I have not troubled Israel, but thou, you, King Ahab, but thou and thy father's house, in that ye are forsaking the commandment of the Lord, and thou hast followed what? Baal. Bileam. Bileam.
Hallelujah.
So 14 to 17.
Already nyanku
pon na 18.
Ayin fun medi kan eti du nwotwe, nchiche mu du nan ekosi du enwotwe. Awurade asem ni. O say, na afei wo de, wo say, ko ka kire wu ra se, Elia nie na won kume. Na Elia ka se, sa asafo Awurade a migina na nimti ase. Aya dena ena medeme ho ba kire ohene no. Ana obedi akọ ko shia Ahab. Na oka kire no na Ahab koko shia Elia na Ahab hunu Elia no Ahab ka kire no se wa wo ha Israel no nie na o se me ha Israel na emom wo ni waje fie se maja Awurade mransem na wakodi Baalim akire na afen so mama won ko boaboa Israel nyina ano emre me camel bepo so ni Awurade so ni Baal adifo ahanan adionum.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I will show myself to the king. Because God has said it. Once God has said it, it will surely come to pass. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The other day we saw that as the people of God, we should go and show ourselves to our king. King Jesus. But this time, we are zeroing in on the devil. Go show yourself to the king.
Now
cause the rain to come. So we should go show ourselves to the devil. Go show our identity to the devil.
To prove
to the devil.
Now
we know who we are. We know who we are.
Now
we are blood-bought children of God. We are blood-washed children of God. We are spirit-filled children of God. Holy Ghost baptized children of God. Down here on earth. And we are untouchable. Why? Touch not my anointed. And do my prophets no harm. Satan. By his religious cities.
Oh, the assumption abunkam yeno
and agents
and
the powers
and the ahomoneno
and the principalities
and mapoma no
and the rulers of darkness
and one our ti odini wo sumu
no and the wicked spirits
and ahomomotrimu ye den no
the high places
ah what ososro mi ano
and the demon powers
and ahomone to me
the witches and the wizards
by munsam no
have brought chaos
omode basabasayo
hardship
omode nema mu odin
difficult things, sufferings, troubles, iniquities, name them.
Hallelujah,
on this planet Earth, they are bringing the untold hardships on the whole wide world. On humanity and people. I can prove it to you. Ezekiel chapter 8.
Ezekiel ngomano etinwoche.
Verse number 13 to the end. Chemudu miensakosi awiye no. Is there?
Ewo ha.
Hallelujah to Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Like prophet Elijah, saw their evil works of his time. The idol worshiping. The worshiping of Baal. Bringing wickedness and untold hardship on humanity. The same thing is prevailing by these wicked devils. Idol worshiping. And they prophesy unto them. And he said, because of these evil things, leaving the living God, you have left the living God to worship Balaam. Balaam, the God before whom I stand, I close the heavens, there will not be rain. And surely there was no rain. Just to prick their conscience and cause them to come to themselves. Hallelujah to Jesus.
Amen.
The devil also, in his last days, the enemy also, have seen your good works, your love for God, your dedication and commitment, your determination and hard work, your zeal and heart for God, your passion and support for the things of God, and has employed all his demon powers and strength to oppose you. The enemy to oppose you in life. Hallelujah to Jesus.
Amen.
But God is telling you. He's telling you and I. At this hour. God show yourself to the king. This time, it's not Jesus, but the ruler of this world, the stronghold over the family, the stronghold over the community, the strong man over the city, the strong man at the village, the satanic incarnate, the satanic agent. God said, go show yourself to the king. And he, God, will send the rain. The reign of blessing. The reign of breakthrough. The reign of prosperity. The reign of supernatural abundance. The reign of God's increase. The reign of miracles. God show yourself to the king. Satan is the king of this world. Even Jesus said, the God of this world cometh, but he has nothing in me. Help with me. John Gospel chapter 14 verse 30. John chapter 14 verse 30. The God of this world. And we have to show ourselves to him. We have to show our identity to him. That we are untouchable. That we know who we are. That we are the apple of God's eye. That we are the property of God. That we enjoy the hedge of God. The protection of God. That the angel of God encamps around us. We should know who we are. And face him eyeball to eyeball. We should know who we are. And never sit down for any affliction from the camp of the devil. No way. No way. No wonder they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. John chapter 14, verse 30. Hereafter, I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and have nothing in me. This was said by Jesus. John 14, verse 30.
Menemon kasa pi biyo. Wiase asi sudi fuano eba. Na onyami mushe. E radia semini.
2 Corinthians 4:4.
Kuruntu fuano ma etosumi enuti na.
If the gospel be hidden.
Osi se asempana ye kanase esia.
It's hidden from them that have know Christ.
What do you hint at one I need Christ no?
Of whom the God of this world. Tell it to me, 2 Corinthians 4. Verse number 3, verse number 4. I want you to know, but I want you to come to remembrance. The enemy is ruling over this earth.
But
thank God he has no power over you. Thank God you are marked for God. Thank God he cannot touch you. If you really know who you are, by the grace of God. 2 Corinthians 4, verse number 3, verse number 4. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. In whom the God of this world, you see, the God of this world. So we should show ourselves to the God of this world and prove to him that the world was not made by him. For the world was made by our Father. And he gave it to us to dominate it. Shout yay!
Yay!
Shout yay!
Yay!
If our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. In whom the God of this world, the God of this world, the world that is passing away, and all that therein, the God of this world have blended the mind of them.
Hallelujah.
Which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them.
Siasifo nyankopon nasem ni koronto fo ngoma etosu mienu eti nan nchemu miensa ekro erade asem ni ose na se asampa no so akata eso akata wona awayira no mu womu na wiase nyame efra won a wonyinie no adwene ni na kristo a oyey nyankopon suban no ene onyam asampa no han anhren amma won anhu erade asem ni
Ephesians chapter 2. I just want you to remind you. I just want to remind you that there is a God over this
earth.
And you should show yourself to him. In the person of Christ. In Christ. You and I cannot match him.
But
go in the person of Christ. Go in the name of Christ. Go in the blood of Christ. Go in the representative of Christ. Hallelujah to Jesus.
Amen.
Second chapter, Ephesians 2. And you have you quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. Look at verse 2. When in time past, you walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince.
Hallelujah.
Of the power of the air. He is called the prince. You. Look at the name that is given him. He is a prince.
Ah.
My God. According to the prince of the power of the air and the spirit that now worketh in the children of what? Disobedience. So the disobedient children, the I am aware kind of fashion. Do
you
know the latest fashion in town? The latest fashion in town is nakedness. Women are naked in themselves on the streets of the city. In the name of fashion. So the latest fashion in town is nakedness. Mini skirts, and they are naked in their private. Their private parts. Releasing the lust unto men. And projecting the spirit of lust. to men.
To ensnare
them to hell.
They are all
deceived by the devil.
In the
name of fashion. The fashion of this world is passing away.
Hallelujah.
Come to yourself. Shame on you if you claim you are
a
child of God. And you are also naked in yourself. Bring out your breast. And inject in your breast. To be so humdious. So that the blessed will be so pompous. In your dresses. You are walking your way to hell. Repent. And come to yourself. Change your mind. And accept Christ in your life. If you claim you are a child of God, allow Jesus to possess you. Allow Jesus to be Lord over you. Allow Jesus to rule over you. You claim you are a child of God. Do you have a devotional life? Do you read the Bible? Okay, do you have a devotional life?
Do you spend time
with God?
The
Holy Ghost will never permit you to put on such kind of fashion. Shame on you.
And
you are being deceived. Thinking that you are making heaven. Because of you. Jesus said, if you should look at a woman, and lust after the woman, you have already committed fornication with the woman. So because of your dressing, a lot of men are making hell. A lot of men are going to hell because of your kind of dressing that you put up. You have questions to answer God. Why you are sending men to hell? With the way you dress, with your makeups, and your halfway naked dressing, and you claim you are going to heaven. Shame on you. You are being deceived. Ensnared by the devil. Deliver yourself by the power of God. And in the name of Jesus.
Well, yes, you
why? The God of this world have done it.
We are say
Ephesians chapter 2.
Verse 1
and
2. Ose. Namonso. Wama mwa nyankwa. Mwanka muye ewufuo. Mfumswani bonimu. Na kaneno munanti. Sedi we are say ase abrabotiene. Sedi ewium to me penny no tie. Human and saying, Ayo, a Juma, as what they may know, a radia simni.
It's a spirit working in the children of disobedience.
It's
a spirit. You cannot help it. It takes Jesus to be delivered. It takes Jesus to be set free. It takes Jesus to be protected. It takes Jesus to overcome. It takes Jesus to be champion over them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, glory to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. We salute you, Jesus, for setting us free. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. I just want you to remind you that we have set things ruling the world. But man is the child of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Verse 12, Ephesians 6, verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world. Rulers of darkness. So we are rulers in the dark.
Hallelujah.
Rulers of darkness of this world. Against spiritual wicked. God said they are wickedness in high places. Verse 12.
Eradi nyanku pon asimini. Ose, if you say, enye ni moja ni honam na enya, Nemum Yanin Penny near to me, dear. Never see some what tune for near Monia, a water so honomono, a radiasimni.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Once you are a child of God,
so we are Yanko Pobay.
For the reign of your blessing. For the reign of your breakthrough. For the reign of your anointing. For the reign of your promotion. For the reign of your lifting. For your reign of your honor.
For the reign
of your glory. For the reign of your strength. For the reign of your riches. Hallelujah to Jesus.
Amen.
You have to go show yourself to the king. Go show yourself to the king of this world. The prince of this world. The ruler of this world. Let him know that greater is he that is in you. That he, the devil that is in the world. That he cannot possess your possession. That he cannot take that which is yours. That he cannot take that which is yours. He cannot take your inheritance. He cannot rob you of your blessing. He cannot rob you of your promotion. He cannot rob you of your glory. He cannot rob you of what God has bestowed upon your life. Go show yourself to the king. And command him to take his hand from your blessing. Charge him to get off your territory. Charge him to go off your borderline. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So go show yourself to the devil. Go show yourself to the principalities. Go show yourself to the rulers of darkness. Go show yourself to the wicked spirits. Go show yourself to the wicked spirits. Go show yourself to the demon powers. Go show yourself to the wizards and the witches. Go show yourself to them. In the power of prayer. Hallelujah to Jesus.
Amen.
Let them know that God is in you. And you are to rule in the midst of your enemies. You are champion. In their midst. In the days of Daniel.
Daniel Abreso.
Daniel was champion.
Daniel no Oyobia wedding.
In the land of Babylon.
Oh, Babylon.
In the days of Joseph.
Joseph Abreso.
Joseph was a champion.
Joseph no wedding.
In the land of Egypt.
Oh, Mizrima.
In the days of the three Hebrew boys.
Hebrew mama mi
ensano. They were champion.
Abreso no oyen kunim difo.
In Babylon.
Oh, Babylon.
In the days of Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ Abreso.
Jesus was champion.
Jesus Christ oyen kunim difo.
Over the Pharisees and the Sadducees.
Oh, Pharisee for the Sadducees.
And all the works of the devil.
Ene bonsam nyu medie nyina.
And Jesus said.
Jesus ka said.
I give unto you power.
Ose mama mutumi.
I give unto you power.
Ose mama mutumi.
I give unto you power.
Mama mutumi.
To tread over all the powers of the enemy.
Mama mfantie tia bonsam tumi nyina so.
And no power by enemies can hurt you.
Akwa bia so tumi bia ntimi.
Go show yourself to the devil.
Kwa nafa honko chire bonsam.
Show your identity.
Kwa chire nipa ko awo ye.
Show the real you. Show who you are in
Christ.
Show your covenant rights. Show your covenant rights.
And
command him to take off his thing else. Go present the power of the blood. Go present, lift up the anointing. The power of the anointing. The promises of God and the provisions of God. Show it to the powers of darkness. Lift up the name of
Jesus.
Command them to take their hands. Command them to take back. Hallelujah to Jesus.
Amen.
Command them to bounce back. That's knowing your kingdom rise.
Why?
I give unto you the keys of the kingdom. Whatsoever you ban here. Shall be bound in heaven. Whosoever you lose here shall be loose in heaven. Command them to bounce back so that your reign of blessing will come. Your reign of breakthrough will come. Your reign of open door will come. Your reign of promotion will come. For God has given us all things to enjoy freely. Hallelujah to Jesus.
Amen.
According to Isaiah
13,
the devil is called the king of Babylon. He's called the king of Babylon. According to Isaiah 13, he's called the king of Babylon. Isaiah 13, verse 19 to 14, the whole of 14. He's called the king of Babylon. And according to Revelations, Revelations 16,
19,
Babylon is fallen and Babylon shall rise no more.
Babylon is a system.
Babylon is a system.
It's
a man-made system
that
is governing the whole wide world in the now.
If
you're a child of God, you should be ruled and governed by the things of God. You are in the world, but you are not of the world. So the system of the world should not have power over you.
You
should be governed by the system of God. Rules and the bylaws of God. Anything contrary is to come from the pit of hell. Again, Isaiah 13, verse 19 to the whole of chapter 14. He is called the king of Babylon. And Babylon has no power over you.
Babylon is to me.
So overcome it.
It is so.
According to Psalm 110.
So we share any woman or her any edua.
Says rule in the midst of your people.
Or say
rule in the midst of your people.
The hini awon klofu antem.
Genesis. Let us make man after our image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over all every living thing that creepeth upon the earth. And let them have dominion, 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 dominion. Dominate to the glory of God.
In Ezekiel
26, 27, 28. He's called King of Tyros.
Well, friend of Tyro, ehine.
Tyros.
Tyros, ehine.
Hallelujah to Jesus.
Amen.
You heard God's word from Reverend Fred Tete of the Finger of God Ministry at Report Junction behind State Girls JHN. We urge you to act on the word you've heard and see the great change to your destiny. Worship with us on these days. Tuesday, Search the Scriptures Bible Studies from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Every Friday, Refreshing All Night Prayers with the Holy Spirit from 10 p.m. to 4 a.m. Sundays, First Service, 7 a.m. Second Service, 10:30 a.m. Visit us today at our Report Junction behind State Girls JHN or opposite SDA Church. Call us on
0557-900-0015. If you want to support the Finger of God Ministries broadcast, you can please send a mobile money to 0247-0234-73. Sewu pese, wo buama abribia the Finger of God Ministries edin yankopon asem ebrew ewe fidye yisua. Mi pacho ubetimi asende u mobile money ako 0247-0234-73.
God bless you.